Western political leaders have just finished meeting in London to figure out how to incorporate the changing Eastern Bloc into the NATO alliance. But commentator Leslie Savin suggests that Madison Avenue has already figured out where Eastern Europe and Asia fit in American sales pitches.
The vernacular of East-West freedom continues to evolve, coddling and cooing us into a braver, newer world. GE's latest "We Bring Good Things to Life" commercial is so brazen that it begs our cynicism. But damn if those production values, the very showcase of capitalism, don't seduce.
Freedom is all that matters. Freedom is everything.
There's a new light shining over Eastern Europe.
You know, the Hungarians are waiting for a very long time.
A light of hope, joy, and most of all, a new light of freedom.
Everything is changing. It's wonderful.
It's a miracle.
I'm so happy.
And in this spirit, GE has entered into an historic partnership with a company called Tungsram, Hungary's leading lighting company.
Freedom is something that you have to work for very hard.
It's like a dream.
A beautiful dream. It's a miracle. I feel young again. In other words, the good things. Ostensibly, GE made this 60-second extravaganza to announce its partnership with Tungsram, what GE calls Hungary's leading lighting company. In fact, it's Hungary's only lighting company, and last fall, GE gained controlling interest in it. On the final crescendo of Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody, we see hundreds of countrymen raise their candles in a grand salute, not to their hard-won freedom, but to the conquering sponsor. Those candles make 1,000 points, rescuing our new Hungarian friends from the darkness of socialism. The flickering flames align them with private sector volunteerism, if not also with President Bush's predecessor, former GE spokesman Ronald Reagan. The wax also serves as a primitive counterpoint to all those West is best bulbs, a sly suggestion as to just how those Hungarians would be reading their Wall Street journals if GE wasn't there lighting the way. GE is an odd one to pocket coins behind the Iron Curtain. A group called InFact is leading a boycott to protest General Electric's massive role in the production of nuclear weapons. As InFact's executive director says, GE's making profits off both ends, lobbying for a defense contract to maintain the Cold War and benefiting from the thaw in the Cold War. GE may have brought freedom to Eastern Europe, but Kentucky Fried Chicken brought Eastern Europeans here to foster a much more important freedom, the freedom to eat cholesterol. In a 30-second spot which ran this spring, a hefty Russian babushka is hardly off the plane when her slimmer U.S. relatives haul her off to a mall. Her eyes pop out at all the shiny objects. She trashes her old lady shoes for some Reeboks. But she doesn't quite get this freedom thing until she chomps into a Kentucky Fried Chicken drumstick.
Welcome to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You ought to try a whole meal.
She'll take it.
Today, Lisa Vinichenko is getting her first taste of America.
American health consciousness demands that we shun fried foods. But deprived for so long, our Russian grandmother appreciates the grease. Who are we to turn up our noses? We're starting to see how corporate America is packaging the fall of communism in ever more subtle wrappings. It's presented not merely as the validation of capitalism, but the people of the bloc also serve as our newest role models. In their cute, pathetic little ways, of course. Just as they yearn to return to their pre-red lifestyles, we yearn to return to our Donna Reed America, when the world was even safer for corporate profits.
Leslie Savin writes about advertising for The Village Voice.